Israeli police have banned all Palestinian men under 50 from attending the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem Al-Quds for Friday prayers. Israel announced the reimposition of the ban on Thursday. Tel Aviv says it also plans to bar Palestinians from the old city of Jerusalem Al-Quds. Israeli forces have been deployed since the early Friday morning around the old city, specifically in the alleys leading to the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. Tel Aviv says police will act accordingly with any tensions that may arise. Let's speak to Press TV's Mona Qandil, who joins us via Skype from Ramallah. Now, Mona, Israel is responding by imposing even more restrictions on Palestinians. Tell us a bit more.
That's right. Today, following the Friday prayers, Palestinians are expected to hold several protests and demonstrations, not only in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, but also in several locations in the occupied West Bank. Major rallies should take place following the Friday prayers. And this is why the Israeli regime is a little bit afraid of an escalation in the tension and the clashes that could happen during the day. This is why more Israeli soldiers were deployed in the old city of Jerusalem. More measures are expected at the checkpoints in the occupied West Bank. As you have mentioned, the recent stabbing, this time by an Israeli settler against four Palestinians in the Dimona city, it seems that the Israeli settlers are trying to respond the same way that the Palestinians were carrying these attacks during the last few days. As you have mentioned, seven Palestinians so far were killed, more than 750. The number rises to 800, actually, of those wounded. Today, in the early hours, the Israeli authorities just handed over the body of 19-year-old Muhannad Al-Halabi, this Palestinian young man who carried out the first stabbing on Saturday night in Jerusalem Al-Quds, killing two Israeli settlers and wounding two others. From Saturday night up to this early hours, the Israeli army was holding the body of Muhannad Al-Halabi. There have been a lot of raids to the city of Al-Biri and the clashes because of this incident. And when they handed over the body, the Palestinians now are preparing to hold a public funeral for Muhannad Al-Halabi. It will be held in Al-Biri, a city that is adjacent to Ramallah, and it's also adjacent to the Israeli checkpoint Beit Eid, the DCO, and it's adjacent to the Israeli settlement of Beit Eid. This is why the Palestinians are saying that following the funeral procession, Palestinian youths will be heading to the checkpoint of the of Beit Eil, and we expect clashes, of course, clashes to take place between those Palestinian youths.
Indeed, Mona. Let me just remind our viewers that Beit Eil is where we saw clashes and protests take place earlier on Thursday, as Palestinians had gathered there and faced off with Israeli forces. However, Mona, as you've just mentioned, a funeral ceremony will take place later on Friday. That is today. Also, let's not forget, Fridays are the day when all of these protest movements pick up pace. So we can expect more tensions, more protests, more clashes to take place today.
That's right. Every Friday, protests and demonstrations are held here in the occupied West Bank and Jerusalem Al-Quds, where Palestinians protest the illegal building of the Israeli settlements and the separation wall. And usually, a number of Palestinians are wounded, and many of them were also shot dead during such a protest. Today, the Palestinians are, let's say, waiting for the protest, because if these protests would be more, let's say, violent and more clashes to take place, then according to observers, it would be the, let's say, the launch or the declaration of the beginning of the Third Intifada, because many, and also the Israelis, were waiting on Friday what's what will be going on. It depends on the let's say the clashes. It depends on the Israeli escalation, and we expect that the Israeli soldiers today will be more violent in dealing with those young Palestinian protesters.
All right, let's leave it there for now. We'll keep a close eye on the situation. Our correspondent Mona Qandil there, reporting via Skype from Ramallah. Mona, thanks very much indeed.